One of my favorite film noir flicks is called Ride the Pink Horse, and it stars and was directed by our freak of the week, Robert Montgomery. He was a very cool cat that never quite got the recognition he deserved. He started off playing sophisticated leading man types in the early 30s, but really had quite a wide range, which he started to show with his two Academy Award nominations, one for Night Must Fall and one for Here Comes Mr. Jordan, which would later be remade by Warren Beatty as Heaven Can Wait. Robert was born May 21st, 1904 in Fishkill Landing on the banks of the Hudson River, New York, now called Beacon. He was born rich, but by the time he got through school, studying in England, France, Switzerland, Germany, his father had died and the estate turned out to be penniless. So he splits to New York City to be a writer, but ends up on stage and impresses the scouts so much, they sign him up as an MGM contract player. His first break out of the Playboy roles was as a frightened young prison inmate in The Big House, and it was just onward and upward from there. He'd become a four-term president of the Screen Actors Guild just 2 years into their existence in 1935. He would loan them money just to keep them afloat. As president, he would preside over the first contract to guarantee a minimum wage for actors, stuntmen, and extras. The Al Capone mob tried to intimidate him, either on behalf of the film producers and studio bosses, or trying to get a piece of the action, and he had one of Capone's guys, Willie Beoff, sent to prison for slashing his tires. He and his buddy Douglas Fairbanks Jr. enlisted in the service, and he was an operations officer on board a destroyer during the D-Day invasion, and would retire from the Navy with the rank of commander. He would direct and star in another notable film noir, Lady in the Lake, where he would use the innovative technique of the subjective camera, the whole movie being shown from the camera's point of view, and he would achieve success on TV, stage, movies, acting, directing, the whole thing. His only mistake in life was being talked into supporting the House Un-American Activities Committee when he was told that the unions would not survive unless there was cooperation. So the Screen Actors Guild, the Screen Writers Guild, and the Screen Directors Guild all went along, to their everlasting shame. But it must be said, it's not really for us to judge, looking back now out of context, without really feeling the atmosphere and the pressure and the fear of those times. Easy for us to be judgmental, but who knows what we would have done in those circumstances. After all, do we completely disregard Thomas Jefferson's contributions to our history because he owned slaves? We're better off judging people by their work than trying to guess their motivations. And no one ever did better work than Robert Montgomery.
When the night falls, when the night falls, I've told you many times before, if you deceive me, I want you no more. People thought that I was fooling around, but I've got both my feet on the ground. I don't regret the things I've done, although I miss your loving. When the night, when the night falls,
said. While you guys kept me up here, Gavin, that corporal gets my body out of the plane and has me cremated.
That's bad.
Bad?
Oh, it's deplorable. I'll never forgive myself. I feel just ghastly.
How do you think I feel? Well, I see that corporal. You can't go around burning me up like that and get away with it.
Very bad. This complicates everything.
I have an idea, Mr. Jordan. Couldn't we have him reborn?
Nothing doing. I'm not going to go through that again. I remember my mother, and I never had a father. And the first thing I remember is the docks. And you're the first woman I ever told that to.
So you can compliment yourself. Or the drink. I think it's the drink.
You do live in your own imagination, don't you?
Yes. It's the only way to bear with the awful things you have to do.
What awful things?
Well, I haven't had as much to drink as that.
I was born in a bomb. Mama died and daddy got drunk. Left me here to die alone in the middle of Tobacco Road. Shack. All I had was hanging on my back. Only you know how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road. But it's home, the only life I've ever known. Only you know how I loathe Tobacco Road. Save some money, get rich and old. Bring it back to Tobacco Road. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bring dynamite and a crane. Blow it up, start all over again. Build a town, be proud to show. Give the name Tobacco Road. But I lost it, 'cause you're home.
Feel bad? I guess you're not used to her kind of ladies, huh?
She's very beautiful.
Yeah. They usually are.
She has very nice clothes and diamonds.
Diamonds? And a dead fish where her heart ought to be. I know a lot of them babies.
She's not a baby.
Babies is what you call dames. Do you understand that?
No.
You understand what a human being is?
Yes.
Well, they're not human beings. They're dead fish with a lot of perfume on them. You touch them and you always get stung. You always lose.
Started that set with The Eyes out of London, 1966, and When the Night Falls, written and sung by Terry Nolder. Terry joined by Phil Heatley, Chris Lovegrove, Barry Alchin, and Ken Gervin, produced by Mike Hawker from Mercury.
Soulfire, title track from Little Steven's new one, revisiting his soul roots. Go to littlesteven.com.
Tobacco Road was a Nashville team. Who were neither from Nashville nor teens.
But it was produced by Mickey Most, so it was cool.
The song written by John Loudermilk was inspired by Erskine Caldwell's 1932 novel and play.
She came from out of the sun. The Land Price 3 are back. The album is Ip Dip Doo, a symbolic tribute to doo-wop music everywhere. I'm making that up.
Old John Robertson was The Birds from the Notorious Bird Brothers, their fifth album, written by Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman. At that point, The Birds were down to three, Roger, Chris, and Michael Clark, and that one produced by Gary Usher. Cool stuff.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Hard Rock cafes, hotels, casinos, and the Seminole coolest Indian tribe ever for being our sponsor from day one. And I want to thank all of the Hard Rock employees around the world as we stop in and do our DJ thing when we're on the road. Nicest people in the world, in addition to the best food. And someday will be a rock and roll circuit. I'm never going to give up on that. We want to thank Premier Networks, our new syndicator, Julie Talbot, Rick Bucchietti, Tanya Juhasz, and Corey Neal. Forgive the pronunciation. I'll get it right eventually. And if you're in need of any guitars or amps or tambourines, go see Andy Babuk. I want to thank our... Is Intrepid the word? Or is that an aircraft carrier? Dennis Mortensen, who puts the show together every week in spite of the odds. Go to undergroundgarage.com if you've missed any of our last 750 shows. And Facebook and Twitter and at Stevie Van Zandt. You can talk to me personally. And thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.